KSRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Israel's defense minister ordering a complete siege of the Gaza Strip as Hamas has threatened to execute a civilian hostage for every airstrike in their homes without warning. Now, at least 150 Israelis have been taken hostage and a few Americans possibly as well. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy says the Biden administration has to take several immediate steps following these attacks over the weekend in Israel.
The very first thing we need to do is rescue the American hostages. President Biden's number one priority right now must be finding out how many Americans have been taken hostage and get them home. From last night to this morning, the number of American deaths have doubled from 4 to 9.
And this is SRN News. Major airlines have suspended flights in and out of Israel after the nation declared war following that attack, and a senior official with the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas says only a small number of top commanders in Gaza knew about the surprise attack launched into Israel over the weekend. Ali Bareka says not even Hamas' closest allies were informed in advance about the timing of that attack. He denies reports that Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah helped to plan the assault, but says they, quote, would join the battle if Gaza faces a war of annihilation. This is SRN News. An Air Force reservist is going to court.
J.C. Yarbrough was off duty but in uniform at a retirement ceremony in 2021 when he criticized the U.S. Armed Forces for embracing transgenderism. Another service member was at the event and complained to the higher-ups, who sent Yarbrough a letter of admonishment. Now he's suing in a Texas court with the help of First Liberty and several other legal firms. They point out that a member of the armed forces still has First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A teenager and her parents filing a $30 million suit against a Virginia school system after she was sexually assaulted in a female restroom by a male student. Family alleges Loudoun County Public Schools failed to immediately investigate the attack and instead tried to cover it up. The boy, who was living as a girl, gained access to the restroom under the county's new transgender policy. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of money and a lot of talk. Is former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago worth $1 billion? That's one of the questions at the core of his trial. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
A judge hearing the New York Attorney General's lawsuit against Donald Trump sided with her, ruling that the former president exaggerated Mar-a-Lago's value when he said it's worth at least $420 million and perhaps $1.5 billion. The judge noted one Trump estimate of the club's value was 2,300% times the Palm Beach County tax appraisers, which ranged from $18 to $37 million. But Palm Beach real estate agents scoffed at the idea Mar-a-Lago could be worth that little, with one saying homes a tenth of the size on tiny inland lots sell for that in the town of Palm Beach. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.